Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Joining us right now on the phone is the president of your Tampa Bay Storm, a figure about the Tampa Bay community, a benevolent human being. He gives back. He has he took Jameis under his wing. We talked to him extensively about it last year to the point where he got sick of it and hung up on us. he's been good enough to join us on the phone once again. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite football player is Mr. Derek Brooks. How are you, Derek?
I'm doing fine. How about you, gentlemen? And I promised not to get disconnected.
We're good, man. No worries at all. You got the big Tampa Bay Storm home opener this weekend with a post-game concert from the Sugar Hill Gang, the original architects of rap. I know I'm excited about that as an old-school fan of rap. I assume you would be too, Mr. Brooks.
Yes, I am. You know, the Rapper's Delight, the Apache, all the dances, these guys are going to be here to represent. But before we get to that festivity, we got to take care of one festivity earlier than that that starts at 7 o'clock, and that's taking on the defending champions, the Philadelphia Soul.
Well, to be the man, you got to beat the man, I think Ric Flair said. And no better way to start off the Storm season than going against the Philadelphia Soul. You got flex plans available, presented by Spectrum. Start at just $10 a ticket. I tell you, Storm games are a great time because if there is a knock against Tampa Bay Buccaneers football, it gets a little warm out there, even in December. So nice and air-conditioned inside the Amalie Arena where the Storm play. It leads to a better fan experience. Right, Derek?
Oh, absolutely, and that's one of the things that I've learned to appreciate about arena football is the intimacy that being indoors provides, from fan involvement to player making spectacular plays over the wall, the nonstop action. I can't say that I'm quite used to it, but I've gotten more used to all of the scoring.
Sure.
With my defensive background, I think 56, 60 points on the scoreboard, but it's a lot of action, and again, a lot of fan involvement. And once you come in, it's hard to sit down because there's something always going on. So, yes, I've come to appreciate that, and a lot of fun, very affordable.
Yeah.
And it's very fast-paced. So, and again, we're looking to spend the Saturday Eve before Easter, hopefully celebrating a victory here with our fans. And the action don't stop there, obviously, with the post-game concert. Not only represent the old school, but from what I was told, they still got a new school flavor.
Oh, all right.
Introduced during the game. After the game is part of their concert. So I'm in agreement with you as well as looking forward to the Sugar Hill game.
You know, it's got to be an interesting feeling for you as a defensive guy when you do see a league like arena football with all the scoring, probably how the old school NBA guys feel when they watch the current NBA where there isn't exactly the focus on defense. I'm imagining first couple of years you're kicking things going, we gave up 67 points. I don't care if we scored 74 and we still won. We shouldn't be giving up this many points. Probably a little bit of a mentality shift for you, right, Derek Brooks?
Well, you know, the saying is, you know, the first team to 55 usually wins. You know, when you look at the outdoor game, it's usually you hold them under 15 and you usually win. But from its inception, arena football has always been about high scoring. And I remember getting here in 1995. To be honest with you guys, it was a little harder to get a Tampa Bay Storm ticket than it was a Bucs ticket.
That's true, man.
And wow. So I've been going to Storm football games since I was drafted here in Tampa, and always been a fan of the game. So when I took over the leadership of this team, I was already familiar with every, you know, the outside, the intricates of what draws you in. You know, family, fun, high scoring, offense, all those things were not they were not unfamiliar to me. But, you know, when you look at, man, the caliber athletes that are out there playing today, the scoring the same. They're just doing it in very dynamic ways and more athletic ways as what these players are doing today. So I still have a high level of respect for the game of football because I'm truly a fan.
Yep, no doubt.
Of football. You know, if anybody's playing football, but where you're playing, I'm watching it, and that's just how much I love the game.
We're speaking with Derek Brooks, Tampa Bay Storm president and former Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Mr. Brooks, what kind of feeling do you get when you see people still rocking your jersey around Tampa Bay?
some of them, I look and I was like, man, they need to really get that updated. You know, the numbers are peeling off. But I'm extremely humbled when I see people wearing the 55 jersey with the Brooks name on the back. It's really a sense of humility for me, whether it's a young fan or older fan showing that appreciation for it. I honestly treat it with a great deal of humility and respect. And, yeah. Sometimes I ask myself, did they buy it? Probably got a deep discount, on it. But no matter what, I honestly, in all seriousness, take it with a great deal of humility. Even the fans that see me, whether it's here at a Storm game or in the community or even at a Bucks game, that stop me to say that they appreciate, the man more so than the football player. That to me extends, a longer way. Obviously, they, recognize that. But at the end of the day, I just thank God that this community embraced me, and I just do the best I can to show that appreciation by embracing the community back.
Right now, we're speaking with Derek Brooks, president of the Tampa Bay Storm. Home opener is this weekend with a post-game concert from Sugar Hill Gang.
Yes, Derek, I'm still wearing your Florida State jersey.
Well, you really got a deep discount.
I also sign autographs as you and get free meals.
Does it still fit?
Yes, it does. It's just in the back.
Snug. Derek, when we talked to you last year, we spent some time talking about Jameis and how you had kind of taken him under your wing a little bit, and I'd never really met the kid, and then I was a part of Mike Allstott's weekend this past weekend, and there was an event on Thursday night where they had a big auction, and a whole bunch of people there, a couple of old teammates of yours, and our buddy Charlie Belcher, and I got a chance to talk to Jameis for a couple of minutes, and I got to give credit to him and give credit to you and everybody who put their arms around this. And I say kid because to me, I'm in my 40s. He's a kid. He seems to get it. He seems to be humble, grateful, and understand how much of an influence and an impact he can have on a community. Do I have a pretty good read on this kid?
Yes, and he's taking it one day at a time. The recent incident that, to a certain degree got blown out of proportion, he faced that head on, didn't shy away from it at all. And I think that's how his approach is one day at a time, do the best I can to be the best person I can. And I'm going to earn people's respect.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I'm not. But whatever it is, I'm just going to, be genuine about it. And I think that's been his approach. I always just stress to him, control the controllable factors.
Right.
Concentrate on earning the right to be the starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and let every role that you fall into place and don't try to force it. He has some natural charisma.
Yep.
That's very genuine. He don't have to fake who he is. And I think the more people are around him and more people get a chance to be around him, they will see that he is really a genuine kid. And his charisma is something that God blessed him to be. But yeah, I'm just grateful that he has allowed me, to be honest with you, to be a part of his professional and personal growth as he takes this next step in his life. So I'm honestly grateful that he allows that space for me to be a part of.
No doubt. Final question before we let you go. In Mike Allstott's tournament, the guy in my group was Alan, who's with the player personnel department of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and we were talking about social media. And he says that NFL players haven't really changed that much through the decades. It's just that now with the TMZ and the social media, everything they do is magnified times a million. Would you agree with that? Do you think that today's NFL athlete isn't that much different from the NFL athlete of the 90s, 80s, 70s, and 60s? Or has there been a change in the mentality and the personality type of the individuals who play professional football?
Of course, man. We did not get in trouble. What do you mean? We walked that line. We didn't cross that line. I don't know what you're talking about.
How did I know you were going to say that?
But, you know, to a certain degree, he's right. You know, because I look at it from a human being standpoint. Human beings, you know, yes, there's going to be times where there's going to be controversy, there's going to be things. And today's technology, the players got to live in the world in the fishbowl that they live in. And that fishbowl has been tighter because of social media. And I think players are more conscious of that now. But also they're more conscious that it can be a positive thing and getting positive messages out there as well. So I always just tell guys, hey, think before you hit send and recognize it for what it wants to be. If you want it to be an asset, treat it as a positive asset. Yep. If you're not comfortable with it, stay away from it. But do understand that everything you do because of the job that you've chosen or has chosen you comes with these type of restraints.
Yeah.
And you just got to be aware of them.
Those are sound words of advice from our buddy Derek Brooks. Go see the Tampa Bay Storm in action. The home opener is this Saturday. Free concert afterwards from the Sugar Hill Gang. You can get your tickets at TampaBayStorm.com or by calling 813-301-6600. Always great catching up with you, Derek. You're a pleasure to speak to. Thanks for all you've done for the community, and I hope we get to touch base again soon.
Likewise. Don't be a stranger.
I certainly won't be, Derek. Take care now.
All right, take care.
You too, man. All right. Good guy, Derek Brooks.